Hallelujah. So, walk in salvation. Matthew 28, 18 to 20. Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore, make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the ends of the age." So what's about growing? So when me I'm reading from Bible, you are quoting from head. It shows honor. That is real honor. Hallelujah. It shows real honor. Hallelujah. Okay. Now, we said that the believer what the believer should be taught in discipleship should be what Jesus has instructed prior to his resurrection, right? Was that what we said? That the believer should be taught. He said, teaching them to observe all things that I've commanded you. Teaching them, so when would they have commanded them? Prior to his resurrection, right? Hallelujah. Because what he said during the 40 days will be the same thing with what he said before he died. Luke 24, verse 44. Came to them and said, "These are the words which I spoke to you while I was yet with you." Did you see that? "And all things must indeed be fulfilled. All things must indeed be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses, in the Psalms, and in the prophets concerning me." Hallelujah. So, meaning what Jesus will teach post resurrection and what he taught before his death will be the same. Hallelujah. Do you understand that? Glory to God. You know, some people will say, "Yeah, I am post resurrected Christ." I mean, how did they even put it? "I am, you know, this is a Christocentric." Okay, no, let me not use Christocentric. "As he is, so are we." It's the resurrection. It's at the resurrection. So everything pre-resurrection is what Moses is under the law. Have you heard that before? Okay. Dixon, have you heard that before?
Yeah.
It's post-resurrection, that means pre-resurrection. Jesus was under the law when he was alive. In the incarnation, he was under the law. So, those things are past. It is finished on the cross. No. Hallelujah. His word, pre-resurrection and post-resurrection, will be the same. Say, "These are the words which I spoke to you while I was yet with you." Do you get me? So which were written, and he went through the scripture and he explained what he had been telling them for about 3.5 years. He told them again. Do you understand me? He taught them. Bible says he opened here their understanding that they might comprehend the scriptures. Hallelujah. So what we should be, what the disciples should be taught should be what Jesus has instructed, right? Pre-post-resurrection. All Jesus' instructions should do what the disciples should be taught. Hallelujah. Okay. So, what did we say is that instruction? We saw the instruction to be what? The reality of faith in God, right? Identification and what? Work in love. We saw that, right? Right? So, what the disciples should be taught, well, that's identification and working love be concerning spirituals? Would that be spirituals?
Yes, sir.
That would be spirituals. Do you get that? God would say to walk in love is to walk in the spirit. Are you getting me?
Yes,
sir. Uh-huh. Glory to God. So walking love we say would flow from what? Faith in Christ, which is what the second is like unto the first. Hallelujah. The second is like unto the first. Matthew 22. Just go back a few chapters. Matthew 22. From verse 36. He said, "Teacher, which is the greatest commandment of the law?" Jesus answered and said, "You shall love your neighbor with all your heart with all your mind and with all your mind. I mean, with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and the great commandment. And the second is like unto it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. Hallelujah. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. And on these two commandments hangs all the law and the prophets. Hallelujah. So we said the deuteros is like unto the proton. Right? The deuteros comes from the proton. That is the second. When he says the second, it's not a means. He's not trying to say there are two. No. He's telling you that it's just one. Faith in God. And that faith in God will produce what? The deuteros. Because the faith in God is the proton. Proton doesn't mean number one. No. Proton means this is the modem. Do you know what that means? So the second will flow from the first. We saw that from Ephesians 2, right? That there's a work in salvation. Glory to God. There's a work in salvation. Salvation is free. Ephesians 2, 1 verse 8 to 10. Salvation is free, but to be saved is to walk in salvation. Do you know what that means? To be saved is to walk into salvation. It's just like saying, when a man gets born again, he does not give his life to Christ. No. When a man gets born again, he does not give his life to Christ. To be born again, he says, when a man gets born again, at that point of salvation, a man has nothing to give to Christ. Because number one, he has no life. Are you hearing me? He has no life. What does he want to give to God? Do you understand me? But Paul make us see that death works in our members. Do you understand me? So the man who is not born again has got no life. I am me. Jesus says, I am the bread of life. He that eats of me will not die. Did you get that? So meaning a man without Christ does not have life. Are you following me? So at the point of salvation, a man does not give his life to Christ. I know we've made that mistake severally, and even me, I've done that severally. But at the point of salvation, a man doesn't give his life to Christ. What does a man do? The man receives the life of Christ. So at the point of salvation, you say he receives the life of Christ. Do you understand me? To be born again is to receive Christ's life. Is to receive life. Do you understand me? They say, I want you to give your life to Christ. And he's not born again. How? Which life are you going to give to God? No life. A man who's not born again is dead. He's got no life. He's of the devil. So is he going to give Christ devil? No. So what are you giving to him? Are you hearing me? Are you flowing with me? Glory to God. So to be born again is to receive his life. Glory to God. Now is a man who is born again that can now give his life to Christ. And that is what service. We get to look at that as we teach on concerning spirituals. Hallelujah. It's what service. So service is the act of giving your life to Christ. That's what Paul would now say in Romans 12 verse 1, that offer up your bodies as a living sacrifice. Do you understand me? Holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. So in salvation, you see, to receive salvation, you don't give, you receive. But in salvation, the same way there's a working salvation, in salvation you are taught to give your life to Christ. Do you know what I mean? You give your life to Christ. Very important. Hallelujah. How did I even get here? It's not part of what I want to share, but I'll talk about. Okay. We are in Ephesians 2:8, right? So we said from Ephesians 2 verse 8 to 10 that there is a work in salvation. That is the deuteros. The deuteros. Hallelujah. And we said that will come from where? Moses, Exodus, and Deuteronomy. Moses, Exodus will be the coming out, which will symbolize what? Faith in God. So faith in God is that movement from where? Egypt to where? Canaan. Do you understand me? Faith in God. Now, when I say Egypt to Canaan, I am not telling you to start thinking of a country. You know what I mean? Faith in God will be from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of His what? Dear Son. Do you understand me? So, faith in God will bring about that what? Translation. Right? Right? Now, when they get to the land of promise, what will they have with them? How to live in the land. Deuteronomy. So, Moses' Deuteronomy will flow from where? His Exodus. From the Exodus. Do you understand? So, the same way too, the Deuteros will flow from faith in God. Do you understand? So, faith in God is the protos. Do you understand me? Faith in God is what we have. So, because we have faith in God, that is the new birth, we can now walk in love. Do you understand me? We can now walk in love. Hallelujah. So, all men. Hallelujah. So, this will follow even the way I said it. I've said it in all the sessions. This will follow the way scriptures will be written. Hallelujah. You follow the way the epistles too will write. They'll write faith in God, which is identification. Right? Epistles written to believers. You have dedicated chapters. Okay, let me not put it. God, I don't write in chapters. Paragraph that talks about our identification with Christ. And then you find a walk in love. Yeah, they will write about it. Hallelujah. So it, Jesus didn't just say it, he also became what? How the gospel should be preached. Hallelujah. Should be communicated. Hallelujah. Faith in God and love to all men. Glory to God. Just for example, just something to just ponder on. I said yesterday, Ephesians 1 to 3. You have realities about our faith, about our identification with Christ. Do you know that identification with Christ? Paul will write about it as in summatively, but I'm giving you a summative chapterization of Ephesians 1 to 6. Do you know what I mean? So you have chapter 1 to 3. Don't worry for this class, chapter 1 to 3. Afterwards, as we progress, you know we are growing together. As we progress, we still break down. Again, break it down again. Do you understand me? So chapter 1 to 3 will talk about our faith in God. Which will be what? Identification. Did you see that? And what we have in Christ. Did you get that? Then chapter 4. It now opens. Well, we're going to get to see that soon. Chapter 4 to 6 will now be our walk. Our walk in salvation. Do you understand? Chapter 4 to 6 will now be our walk in salvation. You write about our walk. The believer's walk. Of love. Hallelujah. Walk in salvation. So we can say the walk in love flows from faith in Christ. We said that, right? Right? So salvation doesn't involve, I'm okay, I've said this, but let me just say, salvation doesn't involve walk to receive. But in salvation there is a walk, right? Okay. Galatians 5:16, quickly. Galatians 5:16. Galatians 5:16. I say then, walk in the spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. So we said love is to walk in the spirit. To walk in love is to walk in the spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's to walk in the spirit. And when you hear walk in the spirit, is the believer walking in his own. Meaning love is to function in our own. So, the believer is not alien to walking in love. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can an unbeliever walk in love? Emphatically, no. What you have will be what? A deception. Because if the second is not flowing from the first, it is not the second. It is not real. Do you understand me? That can be true love. Hallelujah. True love will flow from what? Faith in Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And faith in Christ is not, I believe in Jesus, but I'm not born again. You are crazy.
So that's not, I know I have to quickly put that exception.
No, that is.
No. The Islamic people, they'll tell you, no,
we believe in Isa. No, Isa is a smiler.
We believe in Isa. They are not the same. Jesus and Isa are not the same. Are you hearing me? You mean Prophet Isa? No, let Prophet Isa.
I believe in Malam Ismaila.
Let's continue.
Come on.
Hallelujah. So, let's leave that. Okay. Now, in context. Why did I say that?
In context.
If we look at that Galatians 5, in context, he has told them in chapter 3, that they had begun in the Spirit. Do you understand? He told them that they received the Spirit, they had begun in the Spirit. To be born again is to begin in the Spirit. Chapter 3, verse 2. This only I want to hear of you. Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Are you so foolish? Haven't begun in the Spirit. You are now being made perfect by the flesh. Haven't begun in the Spirit. To be born again is to begin in the Spirit. Because why? At the new birth, a man receives Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 12. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 2, 12. But we've received not the spirit that is of this world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know those things that are freely given to us of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, so we can say that the believer has begun in the Spirit. So to walk in the Spirit is to walk in your own. It's not alien. It's not I want to enter spirit mode. Are you ever said no? To be born again, to walk in the Spirit is to walk in your own as a believer. Are you hearing me? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So we looked at 2 weeks ago that forgiveness is the expression of love. Forgiveness is an expression of love. I was started looking at some. Have you started looking at them? We've looked at Galatians, the fruit of the Spirit last week, right? Have we? Or I looked at it myself when I was studying. I was the one that looked at it, not you. I've been brooding on this topic. I've been brooding on it even to this week. So I thought I had thought. We looked at love
yes.
Last week. Okay, we expand on it. This one is a professor. Thank you, Robustus. Okay, let's go ahead. So, Ephesians 4:32, we saw that forgiveness is unconditional. You know that some people that say, I forgive but I cannot forget, it's already a scar. You know what you've done to me is a scar in my heart of hearts. You are crazy. Are you hearing me? How can it be a scar? Did you have all the wrong you did to Christ? He forgave you. Hallelujah. Are you hearing me? So, there is no scars. You know, somebody now wanted to prove something. I said, you see, even God is not, God forgave, one of my friend's father, he said, God forgave Paul, but God did not forget. He said, did you see that Paul suffered? He said, even God, really, even when Jesus called him, you know, he told Ananias the things that he would suffer for me. So meaning God forgive, but God did not forget. But Yahweh. You have to say that. His mental issue. Like other apostles did not suffer. Okay, let me not even call Peter because Peter denied. John got. He did not suffer. Peter had a flog. They flogged someone. So what did they do? So that theology is actually proving wrong ab initio. So don't follow people that say nonsense. That's nonsense. Because was it only Paul that suffered? No.
In fact, Paul suffered up to John's stone. Let's not go into that. Yes, huh? Let's not go into that. Generally, let's not go into that.
Are you hearing me? At least, okay. Paul, the major part of his arrest was house arrest. He stayed there for a while. Peter, did not even see how.
John was banned. You understand? So what are you not saying? You understand me? So calm down. You understand me? Okay, what did James do? You know, I'm just telling because you see, people keep saying this nonsense. God forgives and forgets. When there is still a remembrance of sin, it is not forgiveness. That is why scripture will use the word aphesis for forgiveness. Aphesis. It means a total taking away. You know that? Totally. There is no trace to take away without a trace. That is aphesis. Are you hearing me? And he says, forgive us so we will be able to forgive others. So meaning that forgiveness is what we mirror in our daily lives. No matter how wrong somebody has hurt you, learn to forgive. Are you hearing me? Hallelujah. Learn to forgive. It's very important. Learn to forgive. Hallelujah. He says, so that you portray the character of your Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. Are you hearing me? Learn to forgive. Look at Ephesians 4:32. It says, and be a kind one to another. This is one of the first scriptures I learned while I was growing up. It says, and be a kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ has forgiven you. Generally, God in Christ has forgiven you. So we mirror that forgiveness in our daily lives. Are you happy? We mirror that forgiveness in our daily lives. Remember last week? Hallelujah. Hold no grudge. Hallelujah. Yes, there are some people you can't, you see, let me tell you, there are some people you might not want, there are some people you will not have as friends again. It doesn't mean you've not forgiven them. Are you hearing me?
Yes.
There are some people you might take out as, we can't be friends anymore. But no matter how you hurt me, are you hearing me? Learn to do that. Hallelujah. You know you can't. No, what I mean by you can't be friends anymore because of the kind of values you guys can share. You are born again, right? Do you understand me? Maybe you got into such kind of friendship as a babe in your conduct. Are you hearing me? So now you know that you guys can't flow anymore. And it is now obvious that it can't happen. But because of there's a hurt that caused the issue, you can just forgive. Are you hearing me? And forget. Heal up as a believer. Are you hearing me? Deal with it. Forgive and move ahead. Glory to God. Are you hearing me? Okay. Ephesians 4:32, right? I be a kind to one another, tender hearted, forgive one another, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you. He now says in chapter 5, verse 1, therefore, be imitators of God as dear children. That word imitator is the word mimetes, to follow. You understand me? To copy. Be imitators of God as dear children. Why are we to imitate God? Because we are children of God. Are you hearing me? That is, walk in love as Christ also has loved us and given himself for us as an offering, a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling savour. Did you see that? He tells us to walk in love. Glory to God. Mm-hmm. Are you hearing me? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Before now, what has Paul been doing? Look at chapter 3. Before now, in chapter 3, verse 19, he's praying for them in verse 14. So for this reason, I bow my knees
Are you flowing with me?
Yes,
sir. Say, okay, we have a few more minutes. Say, for this reason I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and on earth is named, that he would grant you according to his riches, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the width, the length, and the depth, and the height, and to know the love of God which passes knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Paul is praying for them that they will walk in love. Did you see that? Paul is praying for them that they will walk in love. So Paul prayed for them in chapter 3 that they will walk in love. After praying for them, what did he do? He instructs them to walk in love. Did you see that? Hallelujah. Something for you to know. He instructs them to walk in love. He prayed and instruct them to walk in love. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Something very important to note. Glory to God. So a believer who doesn't walk in love, who doesn't walk in the Spirit, is fulfilling the desires of the flesh. Right? He's fulfilling the desires of the flesh. And we saw last week the desires of the flesh. Right? We saw last week the desires of the flesh. We saw idolatry. We saw strife, contention. Right? Right? Did we see that? You're not answering me. Did we see that? Okay. We saw fornication, adultery. Right? But we didn't look at adultery and instead we looked at fornication. Now let's go ahead. And we said a believer who walks in the flesh, who is fulfilling the works of the flesh, is acting as a mere man, right? A man without the Spirit. Just like those folks in Corinth. In Colossians 3:8. Look at Colossians 3:8. Let's just look at one more. At least I touched this. Colossians 3:8. It says, but now, you yourself are to put off this. He said, you yourself are to put off this. Anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy languages out of your mouth. He's teaching them to walk in love. And I say, do not lie to one another, since you've put off the old man with his deeds. Did you see that? Hallelujah. He said, but now you yourself are to put off this. Hallelujah. Put off this. Similar, hallelujah, to what we have in Romans 6 verse 11. Romans 6:11. Almost like a lifted up of that verse. Romans 6:11. It says, likewise, you also recall yourselves to be dead indeed to sin and alive to God in Christ our Lord. Hallelujah. Put off this. Put off this. What did he call it? He calls anger. Anger. The Greek word is ogei. Ogei. Put off anger. Ogei. It's from the Greek, it's from the verb ogizo. O-R-G-I-Z-O. Ogizo. Not what you're thinking. Hallelujah. Those of you who are thinking, not this year. Ogizo. Hallelujah. So don't change the pronunciation. It's ogizo. It implies, that verb implies to boil in temper. To boil in temper. Ogizo. To boil in temper. To boil in temper. Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians 4, verse 26. You know, in Ephesians 4, he's teaching them a walk in love, right? But that was what I said, right? Ephesians 4, 26. He said, let's have a verse. He said, be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath. You know, I've seen people like myself years back interpret that scripture as a believer, you should get angry. Get angry, but not allow the sun to set. It gave us life. So when we're getting angry, that say, sun has not set to allow us to fight well. But don't allow the sun to set on your anger. Calm down. Hallelujah. See, even the scripture says we should be angry. Even Jesus was angry. If Jesus was angry, then he's not the Son of God. Jesus never got angry. Jesus was never angry. We'll get to look at that word around Christ soon. Hallelujah. But Jesus was never angry. You understand? Hallelujah. Was anger used by the writers of the four gospels to express Jesus' mood? Yes, but he was not angry. Did you get that? Was not provoked. When Jesus was provoked, was angry, then you say Jesus walked in the flesh. He did walk in the flesh. Are you hearing me? Hallelujah. And what about when he was weeping people? Jesus never whipped persons. Jesus never flogged anybody. Are you hearing me? He never flogged anybody. He got to the temple, they were changing money. He didn't whip them. No. Don't allow your today's explanation of English. Remember I said, if you must study the scriptures, you must be seated as the first century believer. If not, you and the man that says, I know Paul's father are the same. That Paul's dad is the old man. The old man. Do you understand me? On the cross, my old man was crucified with Christ. Say, hey, Paul's old man. Paul's popsy is that man on the cross. Are you okay? Did you drink banana? Hallelujah. So Jesus was never angry. He didn't flog anybody. The Bible says he took out the money changers. He turned their tables around. And he said, and he did it for a reason. He said, make not my father's house. Do you understand me? And when, at the resurrection, when the disciples looked back, they said, their passion, that word is what? Passion, zeal, not anger. Do you understand me? Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
Stop following people that if you, because you don't to read your Bible, you wake up in the night and there's something chasing and many more. Pa! He tells them, where are my enemies? Oh Lord, you know why I open this scripture tonight? So that Jesus, because you just chase them, you're gonna chase my enemies. See, you got to understand that scriptures to understand God. You see, if you want to know God, you know God from the written word. And to know God from the written word, you must read systematically. Are you hearing me? Read systematically. You are jumping to read Matthew 27. Have you read Matthew 1 to 26? Charlie 27. That is where the Spirit is leading you. It's your head that's leading your body. Are you hearing me? Let's go ahead. Shandai. Okay, let's continue. I must. So, say no. Be angry for a while. How can somebody do this kind of thing? Strong thing that you're not angry. You get angry. Let the person see the anger. But don't allow the sun to set. So when someone is about to say, I say, bro, I'm sorry, man. Are you okay? See, in that scripture, in that Ephesians 4:26, there's actually a syntax error there that we need to look at. Hallelujah. Because Paul cannot contradict himself. Since he said, anger is a work in the flesh that you must put off. He can't tell you, be angry.
Jonathan, Paul can say you should be angry when he has called anger a work of the flesh. Meaning, as a believer, we should just be walking in the flesh small, small. No, now. Hallelujah. Remember, we say you can't sit on the fence. There's no fence sitting. Whether you are spiritual or you are acting carnal. Jonathan, okay. So, what is syntax error? Now, if you look at that scripture, it said, be angry and do not sin. Not let the sun go down on your anger, on your wrath. For him to tell you, do not let the sun go down on your wrath, is he telling you, don't even get angry at all? Well, let's look at that. Now, it said, be angry. The syntax error is supposed to be, it's supposed to be read as, be not angry and sin. Do you know that? So that, be ye angry and sin not, that arrangement, do you know what I mean? Syntax error is that there is an issue with the arrangement of the words. Do you know that? That is syntax error. So we are placing it the right way. In other words, be ye not angry and sin. Do you know what I mean? Don't be angry and sin. So anger is not permitted for a believer. In now went down to further, then I said, do not allow the sun go down on your anger. On your wrath. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When he says, do not let the sun go down, it means do not allow it stay. Do not allow your anger stay. Deal with it. Are you hearing me? Hallelujah. Look at verse 27. He now says, but does not give place to the devil. So he calls anger. A man that stays with anger is giving place to the devil. Are you hearing me? Not give place to the devil. So anger is you giving place to the devil. So you see a brother, you say, let me just get angry. I will not be angry.
You say, bro, devil. In fact, you know, if you don't go and cast the devil.
Ouch!
So anger is you giving the devil the place.
Hallelujah. So you don't give place to the devil, you don't get angry. You know the people that said, no, you know, in my nature, in our genes. In our genes.
It's how in our genes. You know, we just get angry.
You know, some people don't know how to give excuses. I say, you know, we that we are stammerer.
No, get angry easily. You are not okay.
And you not be justifying yourself. You say, look at Moses. Mm-mm, it's not only Moses you look at. Look at Moses. Okay, scripture said, be ye not angry. Give the devil no room. Very simple. Just say, it's in my genes. My grandfather is an angry man. My great grandfather is an angry man. My great great grandfather is an angry man. My father is an angry man. Why won't I be angry? you are an angry list. Hallelujah. You are not angry. So you are not justifying your anger. You go and start telling me my great grandfather is an English elder brother. Let's know that why you two are supposed to be junior and in. Some people say that. No, you deal with the anger. Now you know it's a work in the flesh. Hallelujah. So you deal with the anger as it comes. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
You see, I'm not going to give the devil a place this week. Yeah. I'm not going to give the devil a room today. Yeah. When the anger comes, you just smile and rejoice in the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You deal with it immediately. Yes. Hallelujah. You know, when people get angry, they say a whole lot of nonsense. We're inside the bus and a lady was threatening the driver. They're going to beat him. Anger. That's what anger would do. Anger. We don't say nonsense. How cheap. Anger. What that when you come back again. You see, many people have destroyed friendship on the platform of anger. There are many relationships that cannot be rebuilt again because of anger. Because at that point of being angry, you said a whole lot of nonsense, a whole lot of things, and you can't build it back. You understand? You can't get to that
pedestrian again. Because you're angry. Now look at the man of God and say, I'm just expecting it because of the oil on your head. It's just because of the oil on your head. He said, if not oil, even like I'm going to buy oil, say, what is the oil say? Any little thing, do this, do that. You don't pay me money. You know, you are angry. Deal with the anger. Are you hearing me? Anger will make a man dishonor who is supposed to hold in high esteem. That is anger. Are you hearing me? Anger has torn families apart that can never be rebuilt. Anger! So, you deal with it as a believer. Sam is a believer.
I'm a believer.
I walk in love.
I walk in love.
I don't give a room for anger.
Hallelujah.
So that point where you know you are, your temperament is getting high, keep quiet. At that point where you feel you are boiling inside, is the point not to talk. Don't talk. Be quiet. Hallelujah. Leave the environment and just smile in the Holy Ghost. Just pray in tongues. See, I hear it again. Just pray in tongues and rejoice in the Holy Ghost. Deal with the anger. Don't allow it to stay. Don't allow it to settle. That is what Paul is saying. Don't allow the sun go down on it. Meaning, don't allow it to settle. The anger is not supposed to stay. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
You see, never try to justify why you should be angry.
Yes, sir.
It doesn't matter what the person has done to you. Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
I heard something yesterday. Somebody called me and told me some things that somebody that I really expected did. And I was so boiling. I picked my phone and I typed a long message. I said. But as soon as I said, I realized that, hey, calm down. I quickly deleted for all. Do you know that? Deleted for all. I said, God. Calm down. Hallelujah. Be patient. Hallelujah. Calm down. I don't have time to talk. Do you understand me? See, most times, that point where you are boiling is a point where you don't need your phone. Because you will see it in your status. Do you know what I mean? It's when you are angry whenever somebody has you in mind, they will think all your posts is concerning them. You are already angry. You are the one angry, not the person, you are the one. So mind what? I know the time to get to your phone. I know the time to call up somebody and rant your mouth. No. Be calm. Hallelujah. Deal with the anger. Hallelujah. Don't get angry. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There are some brothers that can never walk together. There are some brothers because of anger. Anger has soiled their relationship. Anger. So, you are born of God. Hallelujah. You forget, you forgive, and you allow the anger to go. Are you hearing me? Allow it to go. Is it walk in the flesh? Hallelujah. Is it walk in the flesh? I would recommend that. Get to listen to a message by Pastor Shevin. Be angry. Get to listen to that message. It's a series of, I guess, how many tracks it is? Like 8 to 9 tracks. Get to listen to it. Hallelujah. He expanded on this topic, anger. Be angry. Why get angry? Hallelujah. Why get angry? Why the anger? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Peter denied Jesus. Peter denied Jesus. Jesus resurrected. He appeared first to Peter. He appeared to Peter and said, You denied me. No. They said, Peter, if you love me, feed my sheep. Hallelujah. Did you get that? He didn't appear to them and say, oh fools and slow of heart to believe I'm Peter. Peter, what Peter if I catch him? No, he didn't do that. Hallelujah. Are you hearing me? The old fools, slow of heart to believe in all the prophets that spoke. I've been talking to you people since you know the including that Peter guy. He has mind too. He denied me, he has mind. No, he didn't do that.
the old fool someone to believe in all the power that the old man Christ could have suffered these things and to enter into his glory. He didn't come and say, Peter, you, child, warned you that before the cup will grow, you will have denied me 3 times. You even did it. No. Hallelujah. You don't get angry because someone has offended you. You must create room for offense. Men will offend you. Are you hearing me? That is why they are men. That is why they are what? Men. Let's look at John. John the Baptist. John the Baptist. Well, I was taught not to call him John the Baptist. Okay, John the Prophet. At least you have to move John the Prophet, right? Now, John the Prophet, John the Baptist. He was the one that said, this is the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. Right?
Yes, sir.
Right? Yeah. He baptized Jesus. He baptized him. But when he was taken to a prison, he called his guys. He said, come, go meet Jesus. Tell him, is he the prophet? Or should we expect another? Get another list. And the guys came and they reported the issue. Jesus was doing miracles and he said, see, go tell John. He said, go tell John. He said, the blind see, the lame walk. Hallelujah. He said, blessed is he that is not offended at this. Because in that way, Jesus knew that John was offended. But he said, blessed is he who is not offended at this. Hallelujah. Not just that. Jesus said, go and tell him, go and warn him that I am the Messiah. I can just say that what is something will double. No. You understand me? No. He said, blessed is he that is not offended at this. When they left, he now called these people and said, when you go out to the mountains, who do you see? Who do you go to see? He said, John. He said, he's more than a prophet. He commended John. John was offended at him, but he didn't reply offense for offense. He said, do me, I do you, God, to the Hallelujah. He didn't retaliate. No. He said, who do you go to see? He said, John. He said, he's more than a prophet. Hey! He now spoke more highly of John in the face of this horror. As a believer, honor is working in the spirit. This honor is working in the flesh. Hallelujah.
Yes,
when you honor what God has placed his value on, what God has honored, the gathering of believers, the brethren, when you honor what God has placed his honor on, you are working in the spirit. Never repay evil for evil. Hallelujah. I give you the few things and then I close. We'll round up next week. Oh.
Have
you? Eh?
Pastor Gamba. Pastor Gamba, this is all happening.
No, yeah, do that political.
She's a pastor. Pastor should be
discuss with your
share predecessor. Okay, hallelujah. So take note of this. So you deal with the anger as it comes. Don't allow it to settle. In the point of anger, don't speak because your emotions are raised. Learn to let it go. Hallelujah. You know, there's something about the human, the uncreated human mind. They don't like to say, I'm sorry. They don't like to say, I'm sorry. So when you aren't even wrong, learn to say, I'm sorry. Learn to walk in love. Even when you know you are not wrong, just walk in love. Hallelujah. You can admit to be wrong with your brother. I'm serious. You can admit. 1 Corinthians 6.
Paul gave that admonition when they took themselves to court. A brother is offend, a brother offends a brother, and they took it to court. And Paul warns and spoke to them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at verse 7. He said, "Now therefore, it is already an utter failure for you that you will go to the law against one another. Why do you not rather accept wrong? Why do you not rather let yourself be cheated?" Some people say, "I'm not like, you cannot cheat me, oh.
I come this way, come play for 1 night.
Cannot cheat me." No. Take some time, try to be wrong. I had one on Wednesday. It's not part of my notes, but let me just share this with you. Have you been brethrenized before?
Have you been brethrenized before? A brother cover your money.
You know,
cover.
You know about cover. That brother.
Eternal is not a brother.
Hallelujah. Are you with me?
He said, "That brother just he told me he would return it, and he just took his lighter than me.
And you are not boiling." And the brother now comes up to say, "Let us pray. Let's pray that we'll grow in knowledge."
He has to
"You pray. Oh, I pray. Let's lift our hands. It's only your hands that will be because you're offended. You have been brethrenized."
Glory to God.
You know, when I heard that, I just remembered something that happened in school. And I wish I could just... The brother is not in Nigeria. I've been trying to call him for about a year plus. Then I heard that he was out of Nigeria. But I've grown those things, and I wanted to pay him back. Hallelujah. At the point of submitting my project, after I was done with my project, I want to share it because I have to admit I was wrong. Hallelujah. So I was about to submit my project the next day. We were roommates. He now came and said he wanted to use my laptop to go downstairs. I said, "Okay, my project. I'm submitting that. I'll go and do it later on this evening and submit the next day to bind and all those things." So I told them to start making the back, you know. They start making it, but they're already making it, but I just want me to insert my project and submit. Go and print. I said, "Oga, please." He told me, "Don't worry now." I said, "Oga, don't take this laptop." And I said, "Don't worry, Pastor Smart. He's a brother." He now took the laptop downstairs. When I was now coming back to the hostel, maybe around 12, just to come to the hostel, refresh, and take my laptop and go and work. I was now hearing my laptop. They've stolen my laptop. Hey. And I called him wrong with my laptop. He left it. He went out to go to the river. Whatever he came back, he can't find the laptop. I said, "Brother, don't joke with me." He called breathless to come and beg me. "I don't want you to beg me."
Because the project I typed it on myself.
I was done with my project before I got to school. Before I got to final year, I was done with the project from home. So I was just copying my project and submitting to the lecturer. When the lecturer approves, do you understand? So I was done with everything. So I was just copying and giving anything incorrect, I'll come and change it on my laptop. Do you understand? And say, "But I don't tell me anything, you pay my laptop." Oh boy, I dragged that brother in pain. There's no joy in it. But years down the line, I thought back at what I did. That's what I thought was wrong. While I was serving, I said, "If I get to start working," he paid about 40 something thousand. I said, "I'm going to give him times 2 of that money and pay back into his account." And tell him I was wrong. Tell us, I was wrong. But he's not in Nigeria. That was when I learned he was not in Nigeria. But I keep calling him. I sent him messages on Facebook. He has not even responded. But you know, I was wrong. Do you know that anger that day has caused, from that day to today, we were this close. I've always called his name. Some of us know the name, but never knew that we are not close anymore. In fact, that brother is not even in the ministry as I speak to you. And sometimes I look at it, I would think whether it was because of what I did that made him leave. I don't know.
Tell us something. Because we were friends, he went through tough time in school. I was the only one that stood with him when we were fighting him in the school concerning religious activities and things like that. I stood by him. And at that last moment, I just blew up everything. That could actually make him feel down, depressed, and just angry. And I thought about it again and again. Hallelujah. I said, God, I need to see Brother Billion. Now I called the name, so they said, oh, I was one that's talking about Billion before. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Right? You know, that is sounds of hell?
Yeah. Cool. Was the brother one day that wanted to send a message to the lady, that's the Bible. I said, bro! You know the message, you know the message. Glory to God. I said, bro, have you said this to the Lord?
I knew that ministers, we have those thin skills.
Those things. Hallelujah. Very quiet, brother. I never knew you could send that kind of message. Hallelujah. Okay. Glory to God.
So never allow anger damage relationships. No, deal with it. That relationship is more precious than the anger. Deal with it.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, in walking in love, Paul tells us, do not walk in anger. Not to walk in anger, right? Hallelujah. Look at from verse 22. If we read from verse 22, just because of time, Ephesians 4, verse 22 into 32. It says, that you put off concerning your former conduct, the old man, which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and you put on the new man who is recreated, who was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. Therefore, putting away lying with all, let each one of you speak truth to his brother. Just read down to verse 32. Hallelujah. You see that Paul is talking about our walk in the Spirit and what we shouldn't walk in. Hallelujah. 31, it talks about let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. A believer should not keep malice. A believer should not keep malice. A believer cannot have everybody as a friend, right? Though you are friendly with everybody. Learn that also. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You are friendly with everybody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Okay, let's go over some few things again. Galatians 5, 14 to 16. Galatians 5, 14 to 16. Let us go over some few things as we begin to close this topic. And we'll come back to it around November. We'll continue from here. Hallelujah. There are some things I will still have to talk along this line that I can't speak concerning now. Are you here with me? 5:14 to 16 says, For all the law is fulfilled in one, even this, that you shall love your neighbor as yourself. But if you bite and devour one another, beware lest you be consumed by one another. Verse 16. Now I say that walking in the spirit and shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. So we said walking in the spirit is walking in love, right? In verse 22, Paul now said the fruit of the spirit is love, right? Verse 22 says, but the fruit of the spirit is love. He didn't say the fruits of the spirit are love. No, the fruit of the spirit is love. We want to see that. That word fruit is the word kapos. It implies the result of a work. Hallelujah. It implies the result of a work. So, when it says the fruit of the spirit, it then means love is the result of the work of the spirit. Do you understand me? Love is the result of the spirit's work. The spirit work will be the indwelling. Hallelujah. Look at John 15. We have the same word used there, that word kapos. John 15:1 and 2. He says, I am the vine, I'm the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch in me that bears fruit, he prunes that it may bear much more fruit. Are you seeing that? Every branch in me. So the Father, listen to this. He said, the Father is the vine dresser. He said, we are the what? The branch. What does the branch do? The branch bears the fruit of the vine. The branch does not produce the fruit. It's the vine that produces the fruit. Hallelujah. And Jesus said, I am the vine. You are the branches. Hallelujah. So we bear the work of the Spirit. To bear, that word will bear. That word to bear is the word that means we carry it. We carry, we show it. Hallelujah. We show it. We show forth. We carry it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So in verse now he now said, every branch in me that bears fruit, my Father prunes that it may bear much more fruit. Take note of that word, much more fruit. Look at verse 12. Look at verse 12. We're coming back to that verses 2. Look at verses 12. He says, this is my commandment, that you love one another as I've loved you. So the fruit, we see that the fruit is love, right? We see the fruit as being love. Question will now be, why did Paul mention 9 fruits in Galatians 5? Is it 9? 9. Why did he mention 9? You know, he wrote, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, long suffering, gentleness, meekness, self-control. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So why did Paul call 9? Take note, Paul said the fruit of the Spirit is love. Now, but why did he pull 9? It's not far-fetched. Hallelujah. Because what he wrote in John 5:22 and Galatians 5:22 and John 15 are the same. So did we see 9 in John 15? We'll see now. We saw 9. It is there like it's not there. Let's see. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now Paul says the fruit of the Spirit is love, just like John said, right? But John said, every branch in me that bears fruit, my Father prunes that it will bear much more fruit. That much more fruit will now be the expression of that fruit, love. Do you understand me? Are you following me? The expression of that fruit. So what Paul will write will be those expressions of love. Because he said the fruit of the Spirit is love. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So joy, kindness, meekness are expressions of love. Hallelujah. We'll touch it now, but we'll also look at it in November. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So look at what he said, the branch in me that bears fruit, it prunes, right? It prunes to produce much more fruit. Expression of love. So what I have in my notes is that much more fruit will be what? Expression of love. Let's see the expression as Paul has called it, right? Put your hands in Galatians. We're going to do something quickly. I round up. Galatians 5:22, 1 Corinthians 13. Let's see the expression. 1 Corinthians 13. Okay, let's do this. Verse 4. 1 Corinthians 13, 4. No, in 1 Corinthians 13, Paul is giving us those expressions of love. Hallelujah. Let's see if it's the same. He says, we know what 1 Corinthians 13 is for, right? We've been teaching concerning spirituals. I don't need to start going into that, right? Okay, look at verse 4. He says, long suffers long. Love suffers long. And it's kind. 1 Corinthians 13:4. Love suffers long and is kind. Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself. It is not puffed up. Look at our love suffers long. That is long suffering in Galatians 5. That is patience. Hallelujah. Patience. In 1 Peter 3 verse 20, we see it as God's character. He says the long suffering of our God is what? Salvation. Hallelujah. So the long suffering of our God is salvation. That's what Peter said. So it is God's character. So which we also express in our love walk. Hallelujah. Did you get that? Long suffering. A believer learns to bear with one another.
A believer must learn to bear with one another. There are some believers. I don't understand. They cannot stay with fellow believers. After 2 weeks, they will have issues. His own name issues. You know that there's a guy that they used to call issues in speech. His name was issue. Guy named issue. His own name issue. Issue will look for trouble everywhere. His name is issue. His own name issue. You'll be looking for trouble everywhere. You can't even stay with a fellow brother. You cannot stay with a brother. How can you stay with an unbeliever? You will be shooting gun now. A believer must not be found saying, I cannot take it anymore. I cannot take it anymore. Right and privilege is where? I cannot take it anymore. Cannot take what from who? From another brother. No. A believer must not be found saying that. You must learn, I must learn to put up with the fellow believer and will live in peace. Are you telling me?
Yes, sir. And you know I cannot put up with this. You know, I like my privacy. And your brother is under the bridge. I like my privacy. Cannot bear. Suffers me. Hallelujah.
Love is patient. That's what Paul is saying. Hallelujah. Love is patience. Love is expressed in kindness. He said, love suffers long and is kind.
Is that kindness in Galatians 5? Yes. Love is kind. Kind.
Love is kind. Ephesians 4:32. And be a kind one to another. Hallelujah. Kindness. Gentleness. A believer. Gentleness. Colossians 3:12. Gentleness.
Well, in November, we'll look at all these things very well.
Colossians 3:12. Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies. Put on tender mercies. It's telling you to walk in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because even from the book of Colossians, chapter 1 and 2 is dedicated to our identification. Chapter 3 and chapter 4 talks about our walk. Hallelujah. Chapterization. Now he says, therefore, as the elect of God, he says, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering. Did you get that? Long-suffering, meekness, gentleness, tender mercy, kindness. In 1 Corinthians chapter 13, he said, love is not arrogant. It's not puffed up. It's not arrogant. Love is not arrogant. As a believer, you are walking in love and you are arrogant. It does not parade itself. Love is not doing it to show. Let them know that I want to give towards. Yeah!
This is my own giving.
Take. His love is not perfect. Not everybody will see that you are giving. Not everybody will see that you are involved.
No, love is not perfect.
You have to show kindness to your brother. You now gather the whole church. You have to show kindness. Love is not perfect.
So then, I'm walking in love.
Love is not arrogant.
Love does not seek his own. That is what Paul says in 1 Corinthians.
Love does not seek his own. You must learn to look out for other believers. Paul will say, do good, especially to those of the household of faith. Do good.
Do good. Tell somebody do good. I am not calling, it's not somebody's name. Say the person, do good.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Look at verses 5 of 1 Corinthians 13. We hope to explore that 1 Corinthians 13 in November and Galatians 5. But we are just touching on them. Hallelujah. We hope to explore them more. Hallelujah. Because we are getting, we'll be getting prepared. No, it will come after convention. So we're getting prepared for our believers' convention. Okay. Verse 5. He said, love does not behave rudely. We are rounding up. Love does not behave rudely.
Love does not behave rudely. No, it doesn't. It does not seek his own. Say that it's not provoked. Thinks no evil. A believer walking in love, you don't think evil of anybody. You don't think evil of anybody. Because somebody has hurt you, you are praying at the end of the next bus, it will crash. No, you don't think evil of anybody. Remember those days? We don't have a bicycle. Hallelujah. So you beg a little child and decide, hey, let me drive the bicycle. Say, no, not the bicycle. As you are driving by, we don't look at you. You just fall. We are praying that in our heart. Hallelujah. Love does not seek evil. Hallelujah. You don't think evil. You don't think evil. I just wish this person would lose his job. No. That is not working in love. I just wish this person would just collapse. I just wish this person would just, his house would just catch fire. Love does not think evil. Because he doesn't want it to come and play game in his house. Now so let the TV just burn. No. No. Love does not think evil. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I've heard somebody told me one time. While I was playing game in Mami Market then, and the person begged me to play one set, I said no. The guy now said that part no go work again. I was just like, I said how now? that is thinking evil. Hallelujah. Love thinks no evil. You free your mind. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Love thinks no evil.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Love does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoice in the truth. Love bears all things. A believer must be accommodating. Love bears all things. This is where forgiveness comes into play. Love bears all things. Remember I said we're just doing an intro. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Just like an intro. This series. On this part. Hallelujah.
Love bears all things. Are there things from people you cannot hear that are believers? Love bears all. They hurt you, you forgive and move ahead. Not you forgive and after 2 years say, remember I still have that thing about you. Don't think I've forgotten. Well, God is watching us. God will judge us. No. Love. Love forgives. Are you hearing? Love doesn't bear grudges. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Love believes all things. Love hopes all things. Endures all things. Love believes the best from people.
Learn to believe the best from people. Learn to believe the best from people, especially brethren.
Hallelujah. When you walk in love, this is what you're talking about. Are you hearing me? What we're talking about? I cannot believe you in my life. A believer. What is your product? A product of belief. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Love hopes the best for everyone. We are called to walk in love. We walk in our own. This is who we are.
This is who we are. We walk in love. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This week, this month, this year, decades to come, we'll keep walking in our own. We'll keep walking in love. Hallelujah. Because we have been called to walk in love. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Have you learned something?
Glory to God. Let's be on our feet.